Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Well, well, welcome back.
Welcome to another episode of DM a Dentist.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
And let's talk teeth.
So happy that you're here listening to us again. So today's June 2nd, officially barely. June. I love it. Yeah, barely
though. Summer.
You know, June always typically feels like summer, but in Portland this year...
it's a bit wet.
Yeah, there's an atmospheric river coming through, which actually until I moved to Portland, I didn't even know that was a thing.
But everyone talks about it. So I'm like, okay.
Here it is. All it is, it's a bunch of rain in June. another great thing about June is that it's officially Pride Month as well. So happy Pride to everyone out there.
Happy Pride. Hope you all celebrate. And it's great. So speaking of Pride, did you see the Adele snippet online that's going viral?
I don't think I've seen this.
Adele was talking about work weeks and someone yelled like, Pride sucks. Now there's context. People think he might have said work sucks, but Adele heard Pride sucks. And she was basically like, no, you don't come to my show and say Pride sucks. Oh. You're wrong. And so it's a funny little video.
This was like a heckler at her concert. Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. She did that, but she was talking about her work week, I think. And I think everyone misheard the guy. I don't know. It's hard to hear, but it was funny.
Well, who knows? I mean, there is definitely a lot of hate against the community that celebrates Pride for sure. So I wouldn't be surprised
that we celebrate it.
Yeah, definitely should be celebrated. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised, unfortunately, if there was a heckler that said something negative. So hopefully it wasn't that. But if it was, shame on you, because Pride's Pride definitely should be celebrated.
Yeah.
And something that deserves to be.
Yeah, things need to be celebrated. We've come a long way. So
yeah. And just like, you know, we talked about last week, women's rights and women coming a long way. I think, you know, the support for the LGBT community has definitely come a long way.
Yep.
And still has a long, long way to come for sure. But June is an important time to think about it and celebrate. You know, I know that there's some things coming up in Portland, although Portland, I found out, waits until July to do like their big Pride.
They do, yeah.
Which maybe it's because of all this rain out there. So
apparently it's because of other festivals that are going on. They're like, we're going to move it. But it's kind of odd
like
to move it out
Festival
of the month.
And all this stuff. I get it.
But we'll see what we can get into. Maybe something fun will be going on. Yeah. No, something will be going on, but we'll figure out what we want to do. But so we had a DM that came in, and I love this question because I hear this a lot where we have a patient sit down and then the dental assistant leaves the room and the patient was like, I really like your nurse.
Yeah.
So I feel like this question fits the bill. And Anonymous wrote, what does the dental nurse do? So that's what we're going to talk about for a minute.
we're assuming you don't probably mean dental nurse. Maybe you mean, you know, the dental assistant, dental hygienist. There's a bunch of team members. And maybe everyone's not familiar with who everyone is in the office and the roles they have. So we're going to talk about, you know, yeah, exactly, the different team members, the different people that you'll see.
I think it's important to know who's who and what's what. So we'll go through that a little bit. But in my office, we don't have a nurse. Also, Rusty doesn't. Yeah. But I could have... assume some dentists do have like dental anesthesiologist or something like a nurse anesthetist or something so that could be a bit confusing, but the things that we see the most are people confusing dental assistants with nurses.
Right.
So let's chat a little bit about, you know, roles and things like that. Let's start with a dentist.
Yeah.
What is the dentist, Rusty? What does the dentist do?
Well, I think everyone knows, basically, the dentist is the one who is going to be, you know, doing any of the drilling, filling, all of that sort of, you know, scary stuff. The person, a lot of times they wear a white coat. It's kind of the person who has the dental degree, whether it's a DMD or a DDS. So,
and DDS is a more significant degree, and it holds a, like, it's an upper echelon degree.
He's lying to you folks. Don't let him. He's a DDS and I'm a DMD, so he likes to talk a little smack from here to
so
there.
So us that, DDSs but. Are just more edified.
Definitely not true at all. What does DDS stand for, Mike?
Doctor of Dental Surgery.
I think in residency we called it the dumb stupid degree, but Doctor of Dental Surgery, sure, we'll go
what
with
is
that.
DMD, Rusty?
Doctor of Medicine and Dentistry.
Interesting.
So basically DMD, DDS, we're each of us is one of them, obviously, and we're both dentists, we're both general dentists. There's actually no difference
at all. It's the same requirements
in DMD versus DDS.
We take the same boards, pretty much the same curriculum.
Right.
But why do we have two different degrees?
I mean, the only difference is kind of the school you go to. Some of the dental programs are DMD, some of them are DDS. And so it really just depends, you know. So he went to VCU, which is a DDS. I went to Louisville, which is a DMD program. And it's just different.
Yeah. VCU is just better, so we did DDS instead.
Right. Exactly. Definitely not right. He thinks, again, he's funny. Ha ha, Michael.
It is the exact same. But I people get confused because they're like, well, DO versus an MD, which essentially do the same board requirements, things like that, but there's different philosophies with DO and MD sometimes.
Yeah,
so,
with physicians.
But not really with DDS and DMD. The philosophy is pretty much the same. It just depends on where you went to school. Would you say that?
Yeah, I would say the similarities between DDS and DMD programs are much closer than DO and MD programs for the physicians. I mean, you're all going to learn a lot of the same stuff the first and second year, whether you're in dental school or med school, to be honest. I mean, you're taking anatomy, physiology, all those things. But basically, DMD, DDS, it doesn't matter who you're seeing. The dentist is obviously, you know, everyone knows who the dentist is.
I have to cut him off because it does matter, because DDS was the original dental degree dating back to the 1800s.
Here he goes again.
But Rusty tries to stand on this little platform because Harvard, I think, is who introduced the DMD.
Which, if you talk about any prestigious, you know, Ivy League school in the U.S., a lot of people think Harvard would be the most
prestigious.
But
with age comes wisdom.
DMD is better.
Anywho, they're the same.
Other team members. So we've kind of exhausted the dentist. You listen to us. You know that we're dentists. You know who the dentist is. Who else do you see in the office? Like, who, when you walk into a dental office, who would you say is the first people that you'd see?
I call them our business team. Okay. So a lot of people call them the front office. Those are like people at the front desk that check you in, check your insurance, do things like that. They do a lot of the financial things.
Yeah.
Business team
is super friendly. I mean, you know, our office, they're amazing. They're super intelligent on the treatment plans, the insurance stuff. They're very friendly. They're there to welcome you with a nice, warm, friendly smile. Deal with scheduling, coordination, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so we couldn't do what we do if we didn't have them.
Definitely.
They also make sure that, you know, things are covered, or like you have your appointment for the correct time, correct place. Like,
yep.
Yeah, we couldn't do anything
dealing
without
with
them.
Like, you know, coordination with different offices, getting x-rays received or sent over when we're getting a patient from an office or sending a patient to an office. They help with all that sort of stuff. And they're there to help answer your questions as a patient too. So if you have questions about the treatment plan, payment plan options, financing, how your insurance works, different deductibles, I mean, all of those sort of things, that's what they're there, and their knowledge is super.
We are not your guy for that question. And it's kind of nice because a lot of them were, we often in dental separate things from front office and back office. Front office is the people that greet you, things like that. Yep. Back office is like chair side, right? Doing dentistry.
Right.
And a lot of the front office that we have on our team used to be back office, and sometimes it flips.
True.
So that's kind of nice. They know the ins and outs of the office, things like that.
Which helps them be more involved too. Like, one of our front office gals was an assistant for a lot of years.
Right.
And so now she knows a lot of the procedures and what's being done. So she has a lot better understanding of that, different, you know, codes we're using for different treatment and stuff.
And they typically know a lot about dentistry and can answer a lot of your questions, which is great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So you talked about chair side. So that's kind of the front office. The back office is going to be the chair side people. Who is in the chair side besides the dentist?
So not the nurse.
unless again, there are some dental offices that may utilize a nurse. If you're doing sedation, I would say that's most common.
I've even seen like Botox, things like that.
Yep. So nurse anesthetists, nurse injectors, phlebotomists, maybe two if you're doing like blood draws for
get
procedures.
Get your lobotomy.
frontal lobotomy. Phlebotomy.
We have dental hygienists.
Yep.
Dental assistant is typically dentist, dental hygienist, and dental assistant is who's in the back. There's one more, sterile tech.
Which is, kind of like a dental assistant has that role too.
So typically four roles in the back, right? Would you say?
The dentist, the hygienist, the assistant, and I guess like sterile.
Yeah.
Yeah, sterile. Okay. Which is assistants are also.
So know, let's talk about the dental nurse. I mean, dental assistant.
Dental assistant. Yeah. So there's various levels of assistants too on training and different, you know, abilities. They perform a whole wide range of tasks in the back office. Everything from assisting and helping us chairside. You know, they're the person there sucking your spit, doing the suction, handing us instruments, doing all of the things right there chairside, helping keep, you know, a dry field when replacing fillings are so important in helping keep the patient safe and help keeping it a lot easier for me for us to be more efficient while we're working chair side.
And they also deal with a lot of like compliance. So like they know what state regulations are. They help maintain cleanliness. They do all of these things. Mm-hmm. And they also they take tests to be able to do dental assisting.
Right.
So like they know dental materials. They know a lot of things. And there are also certifications they go through.
Yep. And they have like OSHA training. You know, they're trained in BLS, life support, CPR, all those things. So really knowledgeable. Couldn't do it without them for sure.
No.
And they also, like you were saying, are important for the sterile procedures too. So, you know, cleaning the rooms, cleaning the instruments, running them through sterilization, autoclaves, setting rooms up, taking x-rays. I mean, they perform a whole range of duties for sure.
Yeah, they keep everything nice and tidy too. So they do a lot. They wear many hats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's important we have them too, because did you see in the news there was, you know, we talked about these veneer techs, but there's also people that are doing like these vampire facials, and they're taking your blood, then they're doing these facials with your blood to do all these whatever health benefits. But they're doing it without the proper sterilization techniques, and people are getting HIV from these offices. We're just getting a regular. So it's important that you have regulatory bodies in place, but it's also important that your staff are trained.
Yep, and they're trained to have kind of universal protocols, universal precautions, where no matter what the medical history of the patient is, you know, we're using the same precautions to treat you as if you may have something that you don't know about or you're not telling us about.
Right. And so everyone's treated the same.
Everyone's treated the same regardless of your medical conditions, medical history. We're still cleaning all the instruments, all the rooms, doing our procedures with our PPE, our personal protective equipment, gloves, masks, glasses, things like that. That's all the same. And the assistants are really knowledgeable in all that stuff for sure.
Yeah. So in conjunction with an assistant, we also have a dental hygienist.
Correct.
Which people confuse with the dental assistant a lot. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the hygienist is another role in the office. They're the person who's typically going to be cleaning your teeth. And so that's when you know, you go for your regular 6-month thing. That's what most people go to the office for, is 6-month visits. And you're going to be seeing the hygienist typically. You know, at our office, our routine patients that have been there, they're going to see the hygienist first that day. They're going to take them back. The hygienist, again, goes to school and they're fully able to take x-rays. They also do a lot of the roles the assistants do, things from sterile procedures, x-rays, all that sort of stuff too. But they're also capable of doing, you know, the cleanings, giving injections, doing a bunch of stuff as well.
They wear a lot of hats. I mean, and there's some dental hygienists that even place fillings so they can go into further schooling. And a dental hygienist usually has a bachelor's degree. So they don't just clean teeth. Like they're also involved in your oral health in terms of like nutrition counseling, like to do a lot of things, which is great. They can interpret x-rays. They were actually in radiology with us. They by law can't diagnose off of an x-ray, but they know how to read x-rays. So I mean, dental hygienists do a lot.
They also are going to be the ones doing the most thorough examination of your gums, you know, doing that the gum measurements and getting that gum health, going through different, you know, regular cleanings, deep cleanings where you need to be numb. They're capable of doing all that stuff. And to be honest, there's been a couple times when there's been, you know, a piece of something stubborn stuck on a tooth or calculus or something that I couldn't quite get, and I'll ask one of the hygienists with a little more experience to, hey, come grab this, and they'll be able to get it out a lot of times. So they're super knowledgeable,
super great buddies.
And
I mean, we co-diagnose with hygienists, which is great.
Like you said, they can't legally in most states, or any state I think, like truly diagnose. That has to be the dentist, just per state law, who's actually diagnosing and treatment planning.
Yeah.
But the hygienist is in there and knows how to look at x-rays, knows how to look at things clinically. They're super informed. And it's super important for them to you know, start to educate the patient on what they might be seeing and what, you know, potential treatment options might be. And they make my life a lot easier too when they've kind of already kind of talked to the patient about these things and started that education process. Because at least the hygienist at my office, and I think most of them, are super passionate about educating.
Yeah, and they're in your mouth for 60 minutes.
Right.
Sometimes I only get 10. So, I mean, they're in there for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, they see a lot of things.
They do. Yeah. And it's awesome to have all these team members, everyone from the front office, the dental assistants, the dental hygienists. You know, a really good dental office is going to have a really cohesive feel to it where everyone's on the same page and, you know, everyone is kind of going through the same thing and has the same standards, whether it's sterilization, you know, friendliness when they're chairside or welcoming you back from the front office to the back office, reintroducing you back to check out at the end. You know, there's a whole kind of system of things that can be in place to make it a smooth transition for the patients in the office. And, you know, our support team is so important for all of those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. We couldn't do what we do without any of these people. So,
right.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes you not only successful as a dentist, but also a successful dental office where your patients can have the best experience because, yeah. you know, they're going to be seeing, you know, the hygienist, the assistant, the front office speaking and talking with them when they're getting scheduled, when they're showing up at the office, when they're checking in, filling out paperwork, when you're being brought back, they're going to be the ones taking your x-rays. They're going to be doing a lot of discussion and signing consent forms and a bunch of stuff with you before you meet either Mike or I. And so,
yeah, a lot of your time spent with the other team members.
Right.
So, yeah. I think that that kind of brings a good point. That's kind of how you know if, you know, a lot of people like their dental office because they're hygienist, but you know you're in a good office when the team seems cohesive. And yep. I think that's a good thing to kind of pick up on. Definitely. The more you go, the more you see. And then if the team is cohesive, it seems like a happy work environment, then I'd say you're in a pretty good place.
Yeah.
Because we all go to school. I mean, there's good and bad dentists out there, but like the majority of your time spent at the dental office traditionally is not with a dentist. You want to make sure you have a good team in place. So,
well, it's like the running joke, you know, I've heard it like it should be called going to the dental hygienist with, featuring the dentist.
Yeah, correct.
If you have a good, healthy mouth, you know, we're only in there for 5 or 10 minutes to talk to you, say, hey, take a look around, look at the x-rays over and make sure nothing is going on. See if there's any questions you have to address. And, you know, ideally, that's what you want. You want us to just be in there for 5 or 10 minutes, because if I'm having a more lengthy discussion with you, typically that means that there's going to be more treatment needed.
Yeah.
And we're going through options for treatment and answering more in-depth questions and that's what, which, you know, that we obviously spend the time to do that a lot too. That's our job. But if it's just a quick visit from us, that's kind of your goal. So
that's what we want.
You're seeing all these other people in the office, definitely is
just
great.
Yeah, so. Just the hygienist is great. And I'll come say hello.
Right.
Featuring Mike. but yeah, I think that people are often like, you know, I don't want to get x-rays. I don't want to do an exam this time. I never have cavities. And it's like, you don't have cavities because of the team effort that's put into place. So it's important we talk about the team, but like your home care is great. Your hygienist sees you every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about things, we direct things. That's what makes a good oral health and oral routine.
Right.
So I think it's important, you know, the team makes it up.
Yep.
And the team is important.
A quick, easy exam where things have already been looked over by the hygienist, by the assistant. We've chatted about it. We do a quick exam. You know, a lot of times I say, hey, nothing's going on, pretty boring, but this is a good place to be boring at the dentist.
Yeah, boring's
good. In an exam. So nothing going on. Hey, no new news, nothing changing. I love it. Everything's stable. That's my goal in all my patients, that we're seeing them coming back and being healthy.
Yeah.
And the team plays such a vital role in seeing that. And, you know, like one of my hygienists at my office recently saw a little spot on the roof of the mouth of a patient. It was just kind of a little red swollen area. The patient hadn't felt it or known anything, just kind of felt it. It was a hard kind of lump on the roof of the mouth, sent it to a surgeon to have it looked at deeper and came back as a cancer,
actually. Yeah.
And so, you know, that was a dental hygienist, but a lot of the team members are trained and will see a lot of stuff. A lot of times, like you said, they're in there for an hour or more looking around, doing, you know, their cleaning or whatever. And so they're going to see stuff, and, you know, it's all a team effort. And the more people that you have looking, the more things you're going to see.
Fair.
You know, two sets of eyes is always going to be better than one. Three is better than two. And so there may be a lot of people taking x-rays or taking impressions, looking in your mouth, doing different stuff, depending on what you're needing. But the more people that look around, the better.
Agreed. So team is everything. And yeah, that makes up the dental team.
So thank you to our teams.
Yeah.
I know some of our staff listens to the podcast. So thanks to the team at both of our offices. We couldn't do it without you. So appreciate all of you. So really, really appreciate y'all.
Don't cry, Rusty.
I might.
we couldn't do what we do without you guys. You know, so thank you so much.
The other reason I might cry is this podcast is over, this episode. So I'm going to cry because we're done.
Cry off cam, please.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, everybody. See you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist.
brought to you by Dose of Dental, and thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at Your Daily Dose of Dental.